I'm Sharon Salzell with the Arkansas Women's Suffrage Centennial Commemoration Committee and KUAR, and this is Suffrage in 60 Seconds. The pandemic of 1918 hit the suffrage movement hard. Carrie Chapman Catt, the president of the National American Woman Suffrage Association, extremely ill with the flu herself, wrote from her sick room, "This new affliction is presenting a serious new obstacle. We must therefore be prepared for failure." But not all suffragists were so disheartened. The Illinois Equal Suffrage Association held their annual conference anyway, albeit with social distancing protocols in place. Only 100 delegates were allowed at the conference, and the general public was barred. Chairs were spaced 4 feet apart. The Chicago Tribune reported, however, that suffragists scorned the flu by convening without masks. To learn more, visit arvotesforwomen.com. I'm Dr. Sharon Salzell at the University of Arkansas at Monticello, and this has been Suffrage in 60 Seconds.